Coming up today on the Raw Sex Podcast, Mr. Player Hater talks to a dude named Doug, who does a podcast. He's married with kids. His wife is pregnant. And his sex is boring. Let's join the discussion.
All right, cool. So let's start off there. Let me ask you, like, what's your situation? You married, single? They obviously have kids because I heard at least one in the background. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, married for, it'll be 8 years at the end of the month. But yeah, we were together for, I think, 7 years before that. So, total, I don't know, do the math, 15 years, I think. We have 2 kids, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and one more on the way, and the end of May. So, that's gonna be crazy. We didn't really, plan for that, I guess. it's coming up quick. There's only 6 more weeks left until the 3rd child comes, and we know it's a girl, but she doesn't have a name. We don't really have a car that can fit 3 kids in it. We don't have a house that can fit 3 kids in it, but, you know, we're going to sort of just wing it, make it work. Having your first kid is terrifying, and then the second one was sort of like, all right, we know what we're doing, and with this one, it just seems like, God, I find myself forgetting that it's even happening, because it's just like, all right, whatever, you know, just add the kid to the pile, you know, I'm used to cleaning up after people and all that, so, you know, so one more, that's fine, but yeah, like I said, we don't really know where, where the kid's going to sleep, or where we're going to. How we're going to get around town, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
How do you squeeze in, like, having sex with the kids being around all the time?
You just have to be quiet, that's all. Generally nothing happens until 9 o'clock anyway, you know. I mean, not even, just in general, I mean, up from morning until 9 at night, you're taking care of kids and doing things and working and, you know, then 9 o'clock comes and finally they're both asleep, and, you know, then it's like, okay, well, now we can do whatever we want to do, you know, so we can, you know, watch whatever TV show we wanted to watch, or we can take it upstairs to the bedroom. I mean, a lot of times then, you know, now that she's, you know, she's pregnant, it's, you know, sometimes by 9 o'clock, she's on the food too, you know, so, there's not a whole lot of time for stuff, but, you just make it happen.
Okay, I totally understand. And I heard you mention earlier that your wife, sometimes, I don't know if the entire time she's pregnant, she didn't really feel as sexy, I guess, as she did before. But, like, how do you feel as though there's anything you can do to sort of make her feel sexy or help her out in that area? Or do you feel hopeless, like, damn, what do I do?
I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things, like, when you've been with someone for so long, you're better friend, you know, you're really good friends, like, more than anything, so, you sort of just honestly talk about that stuff and say, you know, I don't care, or whatever, you know, or, I mean, if I, you don't want to make it sound fake, like, oh, no, you just have to say honestly, like, yeah, you know, you're beautiful, because you're my wife, and you are growing my child, you know, and it's fine, there's nothing disgusting about that or anything, you know, and, you know, we know each other well enough where, you know, if it's something stupid, like she got an ugly haircut, she knows I would tell her, you know, like, oh, I don't like your haircut, you know, so she could trust me when I say, you know, not to worry about, you know, not feeling sexy or any of that kind of stuff, I don't know, hopefully that answered your question, I'm not quite sure.
Oh, no, it did, yeah, definitely, so I appreciate that. Now, and since you guys are friends, and you've been together for a while, even with that, though, it's not a situation where you can tell her. I know you can tell her she has a haircut that's not very attractive and all of that. And she's like, I agree with you, and you move on. But it's kind of hard, I'm assuming, to tell your wife, I've never been married, that she may have gained a little weight. And situations like that, the weight topic is sort of off the table, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. Luckily, I mean, she's one of these people where it's not like she's, you know, ballooning up to 400 pounds or whatever. It's like she just looks like a regular normal woman with a bump, a baby bump, you know? I mean, it's not like she feels like she's a huge broke whale or anything, so...
Would you consider yourself a titty or an ass guy?
An ass guy. Yeah.
Really? That's surprising. Okay, that's sort of surprising. Okay, so ass guy. So you like big asses, is what you're saying?
Yeah, why is that surprising? Because I'm white?
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah.
That's funny. No, yeah, I don't know. It's just probably more of a... pretty face guy than anything else, you know. That's
yeah, but that wasn't one of the play. Yeah, that wasn't one of the options. Kitty and ass.
I know. So those are the two options, and you know, I go south of the border. That's all.
All right. Cool. So since you're an ass dude, which caught me by surprise, but it's all good. Have you ever had sex with a black chick?
No, I haven't.
Is that something you fantasize about?
No, I don't think so. Not really. I mean, not specifically. You know, I mean, it's. You know, you're always gonna. No, I mean, yeah, I don't even know how.
No, I mean, trust me. Look. You can say no, and you won't hurt my feelings because I fuck with white chicks, so it really doesn't even matter. You can say no, and I won't be like, "What you mean you don't want to sleep with?" Nah, that won't bother me at all, brother. So, I mean, don't even worry about that. You can just say no. I have no desire to sleep with black chicks, and I'll just keep moving.
No, yeah, I know, but I don't even want to say that. It's just trying to think. I mean. I guess I'm an equal opportunity fantasizer, you know? Like, it's not, you know, I don't have one particular type or anything like that.
Okay. No, I totally understand. Yeah. I'm
not a very sexually interesting person, so.
Not a very what?
Sexually interesting person.
You mean as far as discussing sex or as far as having sex?
Discussing. Yeah, or having, yeah, probably both.
Let me ask you, since, you know, I don't know you, and I, you know, creating babies basically is just about fucking. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're the most, not you, it doesn't mean that the person who created the baby is most sexually adventurous or even creative person, because it's basically just sticking a dick in the pussy. So, you sexually, how would you classify yourself? Are you more of a lay down, let me stick my dick in and make you pregnant type dude, or you trying to flip her, pull her hair, and all that other shit?
No, it's more vanilla, I guess would be the term. Like I said, I'm pretty boring, I guess. I mean, she's, you know, stuck with me for 8 years, so I guess maybe we're both vanilla, I don't know, but yeah, it's not. We're not the type of people who are like, you know, trying to get third person in on the act or, you know, cheating on each other or any of that stuff. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I think sex is like such a huge part of a lot of people's day-to-day activities and thought processes and everything. I'm probably just not quite wired exactly that way, you know, and just, just sort of another element of life, you know.
No, I mean,
fun, enjoy it, but it's not like I'm consumed by it, you know. Like I mean, people like cheat on their wives, like just to have sex with someone different. Like, I mean, yeah, I, you know, fantasize about it, I guess. But like, it to me doesn't seem, like I would not feel comfortable doing that. Like, and I can't even think of a situation where I would feel comfortable just having sex with someone else just because I want to. Or, I mean, I can't wrap my brain around that. So
okay. So in other words, there's no way you and your wife are going to participate in a three-way, anything like that. It's just not something you got to.
No, probably not. I mean, if she brought it up, I don't know. I would probably I don't know. I can't imagine her even, you know, ever bringing that up. But I never would. And she did, I don't know, I guess I would say, I mean, I would consider it, I guess, if that's something she really wanted to do, I don't know, but it's not gonna be, so it's not something I have to really entertain.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys do have sex, do you engage in oral sex, like on one another? Do you do that, at least?
Sure, yeah.
Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah. My one friend who's married to a black chick, he's a white guy, he, sort of is like completely anti-oral sex. And I don't know, I was wondering if that was, I sort of always wondered if that's something that's like, I don't know, culturally or something, like based on who he's with, or I mean, it just seems like that seems, to him at least, maybe the white guy, so I don't know really where I'm trying to go with this, but like that's something that's sort of disgusting to him, I guess. And,
so he doesn't like to perform oral sex on his black girlfriend, is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's his wife, though. But yeah, definitely doesn't. And I don't really know why. I'm sort of confused by that. I don't know if that's something that she is, like, also not comfortable with, or if that's, like, a, you know, I've never talked to her about it, obviously, but...
That is interesting. But I mean, it's interesting it is from the aspect of lots of dudes like to do it. I don't. I'm a non-pussy eater myself. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I date white and black chicks, but for a long time I've been dating like white chicks almost exclusively. And even with that, I'm not into the whole pussy eating thing. I just never have been. It's not something that excites me or. Yeah, I've been okay not doing it for a long time. But I do enjoy receiving oral sex, though.
Sure, yeah. What's not to enjoy?
Yeah, but that is interesting. And maybe you should ask your buddy, like, is there a reason why he doesn't like eating his black girlfriend's pussy? That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if she was a white chick, if it would be any different, or... that would be... Maybe I'll probe that question a little further, you know. Or maybe I'll get you in touch with him and you can start now.
Oh, please do. Yeah, please do. And I keep saying girlfriend, but no, it's actually his wife. So that means they've gone through the stage of dating and everything. They're married. He still doesn't eat pussy. So yeah, give him my number. I would love to talk to him because I definitely am.
Good thing. He'll be much more interesting in this topic than me. That's for sure.
All right, cool. All right, let's move away from the oral sex portion of it. And what about anal sex? Is that something that you guys engage in?
No, not at all. I don't know, it's nothing I've ever been interested in, even remotely.
All right, so what about pulling hair?
No, yeah, I mean, you know, none of that real, like, pain type stuff. Nipple clamps or bondage or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I'm not really into any of that.
No spanking?
No. Like I said, pretty boring.
So now, you did preface it by saying you're very vanilla, but I don't really know what vanilla is, so you're helping me along. I appreciate that. You really mean vanilla, though.
I really need to what?
No, I'm saying when you said vanilla, you really meant vanilla.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just, you know, shy and not comfortable talking about it. So, maybe it's like it's the exact opposite, you know? Maybe I have a midget tied up in the basement, you know? You never know.
Yeah, I mean, we would never know exactly. I mean, that's the whole reason for discussing it, because I was hoping you'd be open and honest and reveal the fact, you know. And vanilla's fine. I mean, vanilla's fine if all you want to do is lay down and do it missionary style. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. A lot of people just, you know, do vanilla sex.
Well, the world will never know if I'm telling the truth or lying.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Wow.
I guess if I was lying, though, I probably would have made up crazy stories going the other direction, you know. I probably would have said,
like a super freak or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm married, but, you know, I got, you know, all these women lined up, you know, and, like, constantly getting it on with new women every night. Sometimes dudes, you know.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't brag about that part of it, but yeah. I mean, well, I guess I have to ask you. I mean, even though we're joking and all, I guess I need to ask you. You ever had any homosexual experience?
No, I haven't. You know, I'm completely down with that. I mean, supportive of that. You know, whatever. I mean, I don't care what anybody else does ever, especially behind closed doors. You know, I mean, go for it. Do whatever you want to do. But, yeah, not for me. Sorry, how about you?
Nah, I'm definitely a one-dick dude. I don't believe in inviting any other dicks to my fucking session. Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope, so, let's see. Doug, vanilla sex, Doug. What can I ask a dude who Alright, so let me ask you this. Alright, here we go. Let me ask you this. You've been married for a minute, you and your girl, your wife been together for a while. How were you like before then? Did you date a lot? Did you not date very often? Were you sexually active but not sexually active till you got married?
No, I mean, I was always sort of, you know, the long-term relationship kind of guy, you know, so I had girlfriends before her, but, you know, I was never the type of person to, like, be dating around, or every once in a while I would go on, like, a date with someone who I just met or whatever, and it would just go nowhere, you know, but the most part it was, like, get with someone who was, like, a friend or whatever, and then, I mean, for the most part it would be, like, at least 6 months I would date someone for, you know. The one girl, like, in high school I dated for, like, 3 years, you know, so it was, like, sort of more into the long-term relationship type thing.
Beautiful. I appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, cut out any of that stuff that's, like, super boring or if I gave, like, a terrible answer, you know.
Oh, no. No, I mean, everything was great, man. Like I said, I appreciate you giving out time and all of that stuff.
Right, like I said, I really, really hate talking about myself. I really do. I'm not comfortable talking about myself at all. So.
Really? I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I was just trying to...
No, it's all right. I mean, I'm hoping, hopefully I, didn't sound too terrified, but, yeah. It's weird. Yeah, it's, like, weird. I guess... I have absolutely no problem, like, asking people a million questions about themselves, you know, and when it like, turns back about making it about me, I'm like, I don't like this so much.
No, I totally understand. It's more or less, it's not about you. Even though it's your podcast, it's not about you. It's about the people that you encounter, which I totally understand because I have that same belief. I don't like to talk about my personal life. I'll talk about my sexual exploits or whatever.
When you're married for so long, your sexual exploits and your personal life are the exact same thing, you know. So,
yeah, that's true. So it's sort of limited that way. You're right.
It's probably easier to talk about, like, yeah, well, I met this girl, you know, I'm never gonna meet her again, so I could tell you about her, you know. I could talk about her in a way that's objectifying her or something, you know. Like, I can't do that, like, my wife, you know.
Exactly. No, it's totally different because you're encountering different women when you're single, but you only have one wife when you're married. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to keep it that way too. So,
right, cool.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate your time.
All right, I'll make sure I go to your. You said you're back on iTunes now, so I'll make sure I get over there and give you a positive review and rating and whatnot.